Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner. Sarah, tell us about Bottom Line, Inc.
So Bottom Line, Inc., actually, we have been providing action-oriented, what do I do about it now, advice from the experts.
Snippets, short little snippets of stuff. Some articles are a little longer, but a lot of stuff you can read. I mean, you can read and absorb it in a minute and a half, max.
Yeah. Little, because all you want to know is what should I do about it?
Yeah.
What does it mean to me? It's not just there's a new vaccine they're talking about. Like, should I get online? They're all talking about the vaccine is going to be the savior to coronavirus. Well, what do you need to think about before you jump first online to get that vaccine?
And when one of the, if it ever comes one out? Of the great parts of their whole operation is her blog, Sarah's blog, which is something I like to make sure we talk about, including your flight experience. By the way, it's Bottom Line Inc.com, right?
BottomLineInc.com is the gateway to the content, the blogs, podcasts. We actually have a store to help people follow the advice of our experts. Zinc, like yep. You can't get zinc anywhere. You can get zinc from us.
I need some zinc. I knew I was deficient
you
in something.
You should be. Everyone
I need
should
more
be
zinc.
Taking zinc. Yes.
So everyone should I want to talk zinc. About your recent flight experience. You wrote about this in your blog. You got on an air. You went to an airport. How did you go there 4 hours early, like they're saying? How early did you get there?
No. I got
you know they're doing that. You know they're saying you got to get here 4 hours early, right?
It was empty. So we wanted to go. We flew from Newark to Colorado, and I wanted to check on my mother-in-law, and it was my daughter's birthday, and everyone had been quarantining for months. So. I made reservations, and then I was mad at myself because I got nervous because they've got all this fear of God in us about travel. And I went, I'm not going to let that fear get me. I've been flying forever. This isn't a big deal. So it was actually a great experience, aside from the fact that you had to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Right? So we got there, Newark Airport, empty. You had to go through one door. No lines of TSA whatsoever.
Wow.
No lines anything. Now, most everything was closed. It's kind of like...
Did they take your temperature? That's where I draw the line.
No, this was before they started that. But, you know, taking a temperature is the dumbest thing in the world.
I'm not going to let them do
half
that.
The people. But it's stupid. Because how many people do they talk about are asymptomatic? Or very mild symptoms?
That's right.
So they're taking a temperature. Like, if someone's that sick, they're not traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a pandering ploy, in my humble opinion.
Well, it's also an encroachment, a biometric encroachment on my privacy is what it is.
Well, that may be true. Yes, that too. But, you know, don't download the new iOS on your iPhone because they're tracking your contacts as well.
That's the reason I don't have an iPhone. Go ahead.
Though I'm sure they'll do it on Android as well. Anyway, but so in the airport, it's like when you arrive at 2 in the morning and everything's kind of shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's creepy like that.
Yeah.
Empty, but not creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were there, again, everyone was in masks. But it wasn't zombie land. When I go to the grocery store, it's like weird zombie land.
Mm-hmm.
No one will look at you. They all run out of your way because they're also paranoid. The airport, these people knew that they were flying. They were okay with it.
Well, how about on the airplane? How was the experience on the airplane?
So my experience on the airplane, everyone in truth, so I flew United Airlines, and that was the weekend right before that whole hoo-ha about how crowded the planes were.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is really interesting. My plane also, I was very surprised. They sent me an email that said middle seats will not be filled. And then I get on the plane, and almost every middle seat was filled. Plane was probably 90% full.
Oh, really?
Now,
wow.
Yeah, it was very full.
I'm surprised.
So some people, who, you know, social media, that's horrible. They lied. It's dangerous. I'm going, that's awesome. More people are wanting to fly.
I haven't ridden in the middle seat in 15 years. I don't plan to.
Well, someone else was. But here's the thing. Social distancing on an airplane is impossible.
That's right.
Right.
It's like smoking section in the old days, with smoking section on an airplane. What a joke.
Right. Right, exactly. So it doesn't exist. Now, I know airlines are looking at all sorts of things like blue light technology to be able to clean things. Mm-hmm. They're looking at shifting their air systems to reduce, to put them on the bottom instead of have the air blowing from the top. But if you think there's social distancing on a plane, there just isn't. It never has been. You can't, unless they flew.
Did you ever feel threatened? Did you ever feel you were more?
I did not.
I mean, you're a healthy person.
No.
You didn't feel like you weren't worried about catching COVID or anything?
No.
Yeah.
No. It's the same. First of all, everyone's got their masks on.
Yeah.
So that you're reducing. I mean, it's not perfect. You're reducing
Hopefully.
It.
Yeah.
Right. But it was from a flight exam. It was right on time. My flights were right
Very
on time every time. We got in and out of the airport.
Hey, Sarah, I gotta wrap it up. I gotta go for this hour.
Thank you for being here.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, bottomlineinc.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.